Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a take on what's going on in the news today, we'd love to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And we will speak with Mary Ann Radini Spencer, journalist, private caterer, event planner, and recipe developer for national and international brands. Marianne is known for her simple and delicious ideas, recipe ideas made from natural organic ingredients, as well as a passion for decorating, entertaining, and crafts. Marianne's been on PBS television, Dish TV, DirecTV, YouTube. She's got a great YouTube channel, Roku, etc., and other media. We'll talk to Marianne Radini Spencer at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls. Our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, or if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, call 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Bright Side Ben team. We'd love to have you aboard. We can help you build your business if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you're interested in nutritional supplementation, if you just want to help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is. The Bright Side Ben team is something you want to know about, and the longevity business opportunity is something you want to hear about. Please call 866-735-2470 for more information, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. For those of you in the longevity business, I did a longevity Q&A with my friend Rebecca Kozak and Jonty Collier. Today it'll be up on our Critical Health News website probably later today. We talked about seaweed, which is something I've been talking about a long time. Actually, we talked about ways that you could mitigate the damage that's associated with getting inoculated. Yes, getting inoculated can create damage to the blood. That's what myocarditis is about. And myocarditis, the incidence of myocarditis in teenagers and in young males who are otherwise healthy is exploding. No surprise, because when you interact with the bloodstream by putting negative or toxic substances in the blood, and make no mistake about it, that inoculation contains only God knows what, you run the risks of toxing out your blood and toxing out your heart, and myocarditis is just one of the things that can happen. We talked about cleaning the blood using chelation strategies like chelation nutritional strategies like selenium, vitamin C, What else? Sulfur, MSM sulfur, N-acetylcysteine, which contains sulfur. We talked about thinning the blood with fucoidin from the Fucoid Z and the Z radical products from Youngevity. Glucosamine has a blood thinning effect. We talked about vitamin E for blood thinning, as well as just boosting the immune system with general immune boosting strategies like using vitamin C and vitamin E and the B complex and magnesium. There's so many different ways that you can boost the immune system. There's so many different ways that we can be healthy. That's really the bottom line. Good health is not difficult. Good health is not, it just involves good things in, bad things out. Simple as that. We make things so complicated. One of the reasons we make things so complicated is because we don't inherently believe, or we're not told, that the human body has a way of healing itself. The Bright Side takes a philosophical position that the human body is a resilient healing system. On our last program, we talked about being philosophical. We talked about philosophy, having a philosophy, as the underpinning of well-being, as the foundation of well-being. We said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, to paraphrase Benjamin Franklin. And many of our neighbors and friends and colleagues and family members have fallen for something. You guys know what they've fallen for, because you wouldn't be listening to this program if you didn't know what people were falling for. And that's because they don't stand for something. They don't stand for the fact that the human body, well, let me put it this way, they don't stand for the fact that the human body can take care of itself. They may stand for something, but it's not that the human body has a built-in inherent wisdom and a built-in inherent resilience. The human body is designed to heal itself as long as it has the raw materials to do its work. The raw materials are nutritional, certainly, they're food as well, and they're also lifestyle. Raw materials are lifestyle-based. In addition to diet, in addition to supplements, raw materials for helping the body do its God-mandated work of healing involve exercise and movement, as well as rest and relaxation, two of my favorite lifestyle techniques, rest and relaxation, for improving good health and longevity. And of course, one of the most well-known relaxation strategies is meditation, a subject that is near and dear to my heart. I've had my own personal meditation practice for decades. I love my meditation practice. I crave my meditation practice. I haven't missed a day in years, many years, probably in 10 or 12 years. And I've only missed probably about a handful of days in the last 30 years. Anyone who's seriously interested in longevity and health or the reversal of disease absolutely 100% must include meditation as part of their wellness routine. And like health, meditation is not complicated. Although, admittedly, for many of us, it's not easy. That's because the human brain has something hardwired into it called the DMN, the demon. The default mode network, the DMN stands for the default mode network. It's a region in the brain that's activated by introspection, by thinking about ourselves, or by thinking about our history. Most of us are living in the default mode network. The default mode network, as the name implies, is activated when we're in default, when the mind is in default, when it's not doing anything else. We introspect when we're not doing anything else. We think about ourselves when we're not doing anything else. We think about our experiences and our history when we're not doing anything else. And for most of us, the default mode network is kicked in all the time. The default mode network is upregulated by cravings. It's upregulated by obsessions. For those people who say they can't stop thinking, they're experiencing the default mode network, the demon in action. As the name implies, the default mode network is a default state. It's active when the brain is not focusing on anything, and it's deactivated by focus. It's deactivated by cognitive work. Your default mode network is not kicking in when you're doing a math problem, or when you're balancing your checkbook, or when you're watching a movie that you're engaged in, or watching a TV show that you're engaged in. The default mode network is activated by default. It's activated by doing nothing. That's why people can't sleep. That's why people can't meditate. If you want to know what the default mode network is like, just notice how when you're starting to fall asleep, all of a sudden you start thinking. All of a sudden there's an inner voice that's talking to you. Or try to meditate. For most people who aren't experienced meditators, when they sit down on the couch or the cushion or they lie down or wherever they're meditating, they'll notice all of a sudden their brain starts racing. That's the default mode network in action. That's why we can't meditate. That's why we can't fall asleep. Our mind is not being stimulated by an outer activity with a focal point. The default mode network goes crazy. That's what we call the demon, the DMN, the default mode network, is to involve the mind with a cognitive task. The reason the default mode network is referred to as the default mode because this is the mode that our brain/mind functions in by default. In other words, when the brain/mind, the mind is what the brain does for a living, as it's been said. When the brain/mind is not focused on a cognitive task, boom, the demon kicks in. And that means, conversely, by focusing on a cognitive task, the demon shuts up. And that's a key. That's a key element when it comes to staying psychologically as well as physiologically healthy. We'll continue. On the bright side, I'm pharmacist Ben Marianne Spencer-Radini, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Mary Ann Spencer-Rodini will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about creating a healthy plate and a sustainable mindset with Mary Ann Rodini. She is the host of the Simply Delicious Living podcast. Mary Ann is a journalist as well as a chef. She's got lots of great YouTube videos. Her website is MaryAnnRodini.com, MaryAnnRodiniSpencer.com. That's Mary Ann, MaryAnnRodiniSpencer.com. We'll talk to Mary Ann Rodini at the bottom of the hour. And if we have calls, we'll get them in this segment. 844-236-6010. Love to hear your take on what's going on in the world today. So before we went to break, we're talking about this idea of the demon, the default mode network. The demon kicks in when we're not doing anything else. And that tells you that by focusing on something, the demon shuts up. Have you ever seen those movies, sports movies, where the athlete that's the star of the show is in the last mile of the race, or maybe he's watching a pitch heading towards his bat as he's about to hit the game-winning home run, or he's running for a touchdown, and everything goes silent. The crowd, which a second before was screaming wildly, all of a sudden there's silence, and you could hear, all you can hear is the athlete breathing. That silence is called the zone. And the zone is a symbolic, dramatized example of what happens when the demon shuts up, when the default mode network shuts up, when there's no inner voice. When the batter is about to hit a home run and the athlete is about to win the race, you have to have a silent default mode network. There's no inner voice. The batter's isn't listening to an inner critic. He's not listening to some voice telling him, asking him what he's doing after the game. Everything goes silent when we're in the zone. The default mode network shuts up when we're exquisitely focused on something. And it's not just athletes. We're all athletes in a way. We're all high-performance athletes in a way, because just getting our butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event. And if an athlete is doing something that helps them perform, it's probably something we can benefit from as well. And indeed, shutting up the demon, shutting up the default mode network, can be especially effective for performing in the athletic event called life. So how do you shut up the demon? Well, if the demon is activated by default, meaning when the mind/brain is not focusing, when the brain/mind is not engaged with anything, that tells us that by engaging our mind/brain, we can silence the demon. Engaging the brain/mind is what mindfulness is all about. Mindfulness is when the mind/brain is engaged. And this, in a nutshell, is why mindfulness is so important. This is what you're hearing about. This is why you're hearing about mindfulness so much now. Johns Hopkins Medical School, UCLA Medical School, Harvard Medical School, they all have mindfulness curricula. They all study mindfulness. Because when we're mindful and our default mode network is silent, when we're engaged in something mindfully, we activate our body's high-performance chemistry. And by high-performance chemistry, I'm including the immune system, I'm including the body's ability to fight diseases, I'm including the healing system. In fact, the entire parasympathetic nervous system, where healing takes place, is activated when the DMN is shut up. And what does that have to do with meditation? Everything. In fact, mindfulness may be the definition of meditation. Meditation is when we place the mind's attention on something. When we engage the mind, we take the mind out of default. That's what meditation is. The breath is the classic subject of mindfulness for meditation, but anything can be a focal point. Some people use a chant. They'll use a phrase that they'll chant. That's called a mantra. That's called mantra meditation. You can meditate on a candle flame by focusing all of your attention on a candle flame. You could use what's called a seed thought. Christian meditation is when you use a seed thought like Christ or God. You can meditate on anything, but the trick is to engage the mind so that it is full, mindfulness, so that the mind is full. If there's any gap in what the mind is being focused on, that's going to be filled in by the default mode network, and you're not going to be able to meditate, and you're not going to be able to fall asleep. Why do you think counting sheep is so helpful for falling asleep? When you count sheep, you're engaging the mind. When you count sheep, the default mode network shuts up. The default mode network cannot work if we're focusing on anything, even as something as silly or as mundane as counting sheep. There's a really cool song from the 1940s, I believe, one of those 1940s musicals, where the lady sings, if you can't, I don't remember the exact words, but something along the lines of, when you're lying in bed and you can't sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep. I forgot what movie that's from, but the point is that you can count your blessings when you can't fall asleep. If I can't fall asleep, personally, I treat that as an opportunity to communicate with God, to be thankful for my life. If you can't fall asleep, if you find yourself lying in bed and you can't fall asleep, start counting your blessings. Start being thankful to God or the divine force, whatever you want to call it, for the roof over your head, for your family, for your pets, for the money you have in the bank, or for your health, or for anything. Not being able to fall asleep, in a way, is a great blessing because it gives you an opportunity to be grateful. And by the way, focusing on what you're grateful for, and gratitude in general, is a great way to silence the default mode network. It's a great way to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. So what's this? How does this all relate to good health? Well, when you meditate, when you focus, when you relax, and it's kind of ironic that relaxation and focus go hand in hand. The best way to focus is to relax. You can't focus if you're not relaxed. And while those two may seem like opposites, they're not. They go hand in hand, relaxation and focus. And when you relax and you focus, or relax slash focus, you activate the body's resilience systems. You activate the body's parasympathetic nervous system. You activate the healing nervous system. You activate the so-called rest and digest nervous system. On the other hand, conversely, when the default mode network is kicking in, we're in sympathetic mode. Our blood pressure goes up. Our ability to fight disease goes down. And if a viral infection happens to be present, we're going to get it. We don't need to be vaccinated. We need to be meditated. And as I've said for many, many years, meditation is the best medication. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got a couple minutes to talk to you. Marianne Radini will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I read an interesting news story I want to share with you about seaweed. We've been talking about seaweed on the bright side now for a long time. It turns out that now it has been discovered that seaweed contains something called ulva, which is a polysaccharide, a long-chain sugar that is wonderful for the immune system and is now being used to treat, get ready for this, COVID. Seaweed extract shows ability. This is from the journal Study Finds, or the website Study Finds. Seaweed extract shows ability to prevent COVID-19 infection. That's because seaweed contains a substance called ulva. This is from Tel Aviv University, by the way. Tel Aviv University researchers say ulva, Oldan, may provide scientists with a new weapon in the fight to end the pandemic. The team says the seaweed extract is affordable. It's a natural material which can solve the problem. This is the problem they want to solve. Ready for this? Limited vaccine access. You should be so lucky to have limited vaccine access in your country. Research into ulva is still in the early stages, but study authors are hopeful their discovery will lead to, of course, a new drug. Not that they want you to eat seaweed. They want to use the seaweed to create a new drug that can stop new COVID variants from spreading. All right, we'll take a commercial break. Marianne Radini-Spencer coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Johns Hopkins University reporting 900,832 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Friday, 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. CEO Pedro Martinez saying cancellations will happen Monday, and until we get some breakthrough in the negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days after the two sides were not able to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager Mark Elias is taking to Twitter, saying he thinks before the 2022 midterms, there will be a serious discussion about potentially disqualifying a number of individual House Republicans from serving in Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes Democrats aren't popular and won't win in 2022.
The American people see their agenda. They reject their agenda. They reject the crime wave that this party, the Democrat Party, is responsible for all across the country. The inflation, the out of control spending. They reject all of that. The Democrats know that. And come November, I think the American people are going to have their say.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is making a bold prediction regarding the 2022 midterm elections.
On the latest episode of his podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, the Texas senator said he puts the odds at a Republican Party victory in the House at 90%, and Cruz also predicts impeachment of President Joe Biden would be on the table soon after they take their oath of office. Senator Cruz said there are multiple grounds to consider for impeaching Biden, including his utter lawlessness in enforcing the southern border. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we've got many years of archived information at brightsideben.com. Lots of great health information as well as the longevity products if you want to purchase those. Or a join a team link if you want to start a longevity business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. Help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition, and make some money at the same time. It's an ideal business opportunity if you're an entrepreneur or if you just want to work out of your home or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to Jonathan Collier for setting that up. Also want to remind you, just take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my old compounding pharmacy. I have a new compounding pharmacy, Skincare Pharmacy, which we just opened up. You can find out about that at thetruthrx.com. All our Truth Skin Health products were formulated in my other compounding pharmacy, which I sold several years ago. What I discovered by being a skincare compounding pharmacist is that when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. They're healing products that have been repurposed for beauty, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check out our reviews at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. Got thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews. And you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. Mary Ann Rodini Spencer is a lot of things. She's a journalist and a foodie, chef, an author, recipe developer, lifestyle journalist, a print lifestyle journalist, TV host, and a podcast host as well. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Mary Ann Rodini Spencer of MaryAnnRodiniSpencer.com. That's her website. Hey, Mary Ann. Oops, I got to get you on here. I'm sorry about that. Mary Ann, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Mary Ann. Nice to talk to you again. So I want to talk about this amazing apple spice galette. I think that's how you say it, right? Apple spice galette. Holy
yes.
Cow, that thing looks delicious. But before we get into that, tell us what exactly is it that inspired you to be all of these different things? You're a novelist, you're a journalist, you're a chef, you're a podcast host. What is it that drives you to have all of these different kinds of passions, if you will?
You know, I didn't plan on all those things. They kind of just happened. I always loved storytelling, and I loved working in theater growing up, equity and non-equity stock, and I did plays at school. And I learned all about behind the scenes, and I really enjoyed it. But in college, I wanted to find out how movies were made and how TV shows were made. And so I studied that. And when I moved to Hollywood, I got a job as a writer-producer at Cable News Network. That was the job I could get at the time. And it was a fantastic experience. And I learned all about news production. And I had worked for my high school and college newspaper.
Were you on the air? Were you on the air, CNN?
You know, I did sometimes on location. We had to do interviews once in a while, but I wasn't on regular. I was mainly the producer, writer, and I was a segment producer. And I also, we did a live show every night from 10 to 11. And that was in Hollywood with Mike Douglas, who you may remember.
Oh, yeah. The talk show host, Mike Douglas?
Yeah. It was wonderful.
Wow, he was on CNN?
Yes.
The same guy who was on in Philadelphia?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding?
We were the last show that he did, but he was fabulous.
I used to watch his show all the time when I was a kid in Philadelphia. But I didn't realize he was on CNN,
too.
It was
the greatest experience. Yes, we met everyone in Hollywood, so all the stars came up to our studio every night, and it was fantastic. I did that for several years, and I started, at that time, I also started writing a lot for different magazines. And so I guess you could say that I was always writing. I was always doing something with storytelling. And I knew that one day I wanted to write cookbooks and novels. I just knew that. And it took me many years to do that. But I also wanted to make movies. And so one thing led to another, and I had different jobs. And I kind of learned how to put the film financing together. And so I went into that direction while I was doing my PR and marketing and production. So really, I was doing many different jobs at the same time, taking opportunities as they came up.
Well, that's awesome. Now, food is a passion of mine. I don't really eat a lot, but I find food incredibly fascinating. And I watch the Food Channel, and I watch your stuff, and man, some of the stuff you're cooking looks so amazing. What is the biggest myth that people have about food, in your opinion, or the biggest misunderstanding?
You know, I really believe that sometimes people don't understand what is in food. Now, of course, if you have an apple, you're eating an apple, but how is it grown? Is it grown with chemicals? Do they buy it at the farmer's market and ask the farmer who grows it how it's grown? Sometimes people think organic is so much more expensive than GMO, and it's not. You know, it's just, you have to learn how to shop and where to go and Google the farmers market, you know, and go to them. I also think that people think eating lots of vegetables is boring. And it's not. When you add lots of wonderful herbs and spices and mix it with different things, it's not. And that's what I try to teach people. As well as a great meal can take less than 30 minutes.
I was about to ask you that. Yeah, I was about to ask you that because I'm, as a bachelor, I find it really sometimes I resist making food or cooking food. I don't like washing dishes and it's going to take a lot of time. But you don't need a lot of time to eat well, correct?
No, you don't. And, you know, if you really want to know, bowls have become so popular that you could cook a lot of things and put it all in one big bowl.
And then just stick it in the microwave kind of thing?
I do that all the time. Excuse me?
And then just stick it in the microwave.
Well, you don't even have to do that. I mean, you can put all kinds of wonderful, like I have a Tex-Mex salad. You use black beans, garbanzo beans. You can use corn. You chop up some tomato and some avocado and some romaine. And you put it all in one big bowl and have it with some chips and maybe put a little bit of dressing on it. It's delicious. And it has a lot of protein from the beans.
How about mixing food groups in one bowl kind of thing? Can you do you have any meals where you have all your major food groups in one bowl?
Well, yes. You can have your vegetables, your rice, and your chicken or grilled fish or whatever protein source you want. You could have plant-based, and you could put that all in one big bowl. It's delicious.
What are some of your favorite tools, like must-have tools for the kitchen, like a Vitamix kind of thing? I mean, devices, not like a spoon, not like spoons.
Well, I love smoothies. I love smoothies. I must have a good blender where I could blend up some spinach and some fruit. And I love frozen banana. It really tastes good in a smoothie. And my protein powder. And I love that. So I have a blender. And when you're
just a regular blender? I'm sorry, Marianne. Just a regular blender?
You know, you can have different, there are so many different kinds. Montel Williams has one, Ninja, you know, there's many that you can do, but you want a high-speed blender.
Okay, hang on to that thought.
That will blend up
food. Hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. I want to ask you, do you know about a Thermomix? Have you heard of the Thermomix?
I have.
Okay, I hope you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you know anything about the Thermomix, I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. And then this delicious apple galette that you have a YouTube video on, I want to talk about that too. Marianne Radini Spencer is with us on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. So it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people.
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're talking to Mary Ann Radini Spencer. Her website, MaryAnnRadiniSpencer.com, and that's MaryAnnRadiniSpencer.com. Mary Ann, so before I went to break, I was asking about the Thermomix. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it can do everything. It's a food processor and cooker in one. And I know it can boil and simmer and stew, but I know that it doesn't roast or fry. So
right.
It's like it's a food processor and a cooker. And sure, why not? You know, it can.
It's $1,500. That's why it's $1,500. That's the only.
It's a lot. I actually like to chop up my food, or sometimes if I'm in a rush, I go to a local market and you can get food now all prepared, you know, chopped up. And you could make it very quickly, some fresh vegetables and things like that. But you were asking me about utensils. Besides a blender, emulsifier is fabulous.
What is an emulsifier?
An emulsifier is if you have a big pot of soup and your vegetables are in there and you want to thicken it, you take the emulsifier. It can go into a hot pot. And you actually just plug it in, and it's a little device that almost looks like a blender. And you can actually make your soup in a pulpy mixture as it's on the stovetop, which I think is fantastic. Before I had one, I used to have to put my soup in a blender and wait till it cooled off because I like my soup really thick, and then I'll add extra vegetables in them. So an emulsifier is like one of my favorite things.
I've been in the skincare business for many years. I know what emulsions are, but I've never really heard of an emulsifier as a cooking device. Yeah?
It's
technically called an emulsifier. It's called an emulsifier. It's a technical?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll have to look into that.
It looks like a blender, and it has like a little contraption on the bottom that when you plug it into the wall, and you press a button, and it kind of purees the food right on the stovetop in the hot pan as you're cooking it.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I love it.
All right, so before we get to this apple spice galette, which is absolutely amazing looking. I know, man. Holy cow, that is amazing looking. Let me ask you this. What do you think accounts for the disconnect that we have between the foods that we're eating and our health challenges? the fact that we think that we can be oblivious to the kind of foods that we put into our mouths and eat these, you know, 80% of our calories come from processed foods, and we're eating 2 pounds of sugar per person almost per day per American.
It's easy to do that.
And yet we need to be inoculated, and we need to be drugged down, we need to be medicalized, and we need all of these medical interventions when we have the most powerful medical intervention is the food we eat. Why do we have this disconnect?
Well, I'll tell you, I do think, sorry, advertising world, but I think a lot of it, it's convenient. You see it advertised, they put sugar tastes good. Let's face it, it's not great for you, but it tastes good. However, you can get your sugars from pureed fruit sometimes. You don't have to use the white refined sugar. You can have a delicious dessert and not have it have be tons of calories and laden with white flour and white sugar. I think also people are so used to going into the store, looking at the shelf, pulling stuff out of boxes and jars and things, not reading the label. If you look at a label, sometimes you can read. Does it have real food in it? Sometimes it doesn't. It has all these words you can't even pronounce.
Ultra processed. You know, have you heard of ultra processed? Not processed food. Ultra processed food. Have you heard that new term?
Ultra
processed. So why does it bother you that our medical authorities don't talk about food, and you don't hear you hear about all these other ways of taking care of your health, especially with this current stuff that's going on in the news? You hear everybody talking about all these medical interventions that you can do, a brand new medical intervention, you have to get it, but nobody's talking about the kind of foods that we're eating or eating right
for
eating immune boosting foods, for example. Does it bother you?
You have to. It bothers me so much that you have no idea. Because I think when you eat right, and what I say by right is natural foods in their natural state, non-GMO, organic when possible, as real as possible to the natural food, looking at the labels, maybe it should only have 2 or 3 ingredients. Potatoes should be potatoes.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and, you know, tomato soup should be tomatoes and, you know, maybe some spices and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you really need to be more conscious. People have to do that, and it doesn't take a lot of time, but I think it's so easy. And again, sometimes those processed foods taste good, and so people don't want to give that up, and you have to have a little bit of discipline. But I have great news. Once you start eating fresh and healthy and in season, you become addicted to it, and you don't want the sugar. I cannot even stand to have a piece of cake anymore. I'm not kidding you. I used to have a sweet tooth. Eating like really, I crave vegetables. I find that my body feels horrible when if I have too much sugar, if I have something that I'm not paying attention, or if I'm not eating right and getting the right amount of vegetables and grains in my system. You know, I think that when you're really conscious of how that makes you feel, and when you eat right, you do have more energy. You think more clearly. I do think it also makes you, because you feel better, you're happier.
Mm.
So it has so many benefits, and it really does taste great. And that's what I try to tell people, you know, on my blog. I have recipes, and I try to talk to them about, you know, how to make something tasty in a simple way. And, you know, I think it's so important, but it really is a huge disconnect, because when you eat healthy, you help your immunity.
That's right.
And I don't think a lot of doctors and medical professionals that I've talked to, they are not taught some of this stuff in med school. I hate to say it. I don't know why. But, you know, we also have a huge industry that makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, by giving little supplements here and there.
Do you pay attention to the amount of food that you eat, the amount of calories that you ingest in a day?
No, because I pretty much eat. I love plant-based. I do eat fish every now and then. I love to grill salmon and things like that. But I've had so much pleasure with recipes that are plant-based and making them so tasty that, you know, I have actually lost weight by being on a plant-based diet.
We only have a couple minutes, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to talk about this apple spice galette, which is absolutely delicious looking. So real quick, give us the download, the recipe on it.
Well, you know, what I do, because, again, I love 30 minutes or less because I'm really busy, but you go to any market and you can get organic pastry crust. pastry dough. And then what I do is I'll prop up some apples. I'll peel them and chop them up. I'll put a little bit of lemon juice on them, cinnamon, maybe some allspice, lemon extract. And I'll put that in the center. You know, I'll a little grease. I'll put a little parchment paper on a cookie sheet. And I'll put all that apple goodness into the middle of the pastry dough. And sometimes I'll put raisins or almonds or pistachios, you know, whatever you want in there. And you don't have to use apples. You could use blueberries. You could have a mixture of fruit. And
frozen
then you
fruit?
Roll
does,
it over.
Does frozen fruit work?
You can use frozen. I use frozen blueberries all the time in it. Absolutely.
And the
frozen
water doesn't, the water from the from the freezing doesn't affect the dough or the cooking or anything?
No, because it bakes in the oven at 350 for about 35, 40 minutes until it's a little crispy and golden. The fruit, you know, will be tender, and it just evaporates.
Wow. Now, I hate to sound ignorant, but where do you get the dough? How it's pre-made dough? Is it? How do you find that?
It is. I mean, you can make your own dough if you have time, and really you just make that with water and flour and a little bit of salt. But, you know, they have organic pastry dough. That you just unroll.
Freezer section.
You go to any. It's usually in. It could be in the freezer, but it's definitely in the refrigerated section, and it will be non-GMO organic pastry dough. I get it. You can get it anywhere, Whole Foods or any store really has it.
Oh, that's awesome! And you got it for the listeners. You got to check out this picture of the apple spice galette. Is that how you say it? Galette.
Galette. It's really yummy.
MarianneRedinispencer.com is the website. Marianne, we're out of time. Hope you'll come back on the bright side, though.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Marianne. MarianneRedinispencer.com, MarianneRedinispencer. MarianneRedinispencer.com. And that is all the time we have for today in the Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have yourselves an awesome, wonderful, beautiful evening. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.